Hello friends, this session we are going to do chapter 6, which is titled Self-Planning and Overseas Tour. Now ideally when a person takes an overseas tour, he has an option of taking help of travel agents. Let's see what happens when we are self-planning it on our own. The things that we are going to cover in this chapter would be introduction, planning and scheduling of an international tour, estimation of tour expenses, aids for preparing the itineraries, tips for international travelers, emergency measures while traveling. Let's deal with this one by one. Introduction. When we are talking about an overseas trip, every one of us has our own grand overseas trip, and we have that as being the dream vacation. So ideally when we have a dream vacation, it has, and it is to be grand, it definitely requires a grand planning too. So many considerations go into planning such a tour. Vacation, like the timing, weather, activities, budget, preferred travel method. So when we have a dream destination or we have a dream vacation here, we are talking about when to travel. We are talking about what kind of weather would be suitable to travel and how long the particular vacation should be there. Then again, what all things are needed to be done, what are things which are to be seen, how are we going to go there, what are the different modes of transport, what are the different classes, and how does it all fit into the budget that I have for that particular vacation. So all this goes into one particular discussion or brainstorming sessions along with our participants who are there, and then there is a thing known as the planning for that grand vacation, and then finally the vacation happens. So let's see what are the steps for planning a vacation abroad. Brainstorm different vacation ideas. This always happens. Most of the people actually love this as being the better part of the vacation. The planning for the vacation is more enthusiastic, more joyful rather than the vacation itself. So here the brainstorming of different vacation ideas. When we are talking about a huge group tour, we might be with our families, extended families. It might be a reunion with respect to the school friends or our college friends, or simply our extended group of colleagues or anyone else. Each and every one of us will have different kinds of vacation ideas with different criteria of choosing those destinations. So that will be a brainstorming session, trying to suit the destination to maximum number of people who are there in the group. Next is determining the budget. After the ideas comes the important part of budget. How much can we spend on this particular vacation? How much is the budget that needs to be there? How much on the accommodation? What all things can be adjusted? What all things can be taken down or raised up? Then comes the researching part. Now, once we make sure that this is the destination where I have to go through, go to, and this is the amount that I am ready to spend or shell out, we go on researching. So where can we research? We have the great internet, we have the travel books, we have the friends of friends who have been there, we have the review websites, we have travel brochures, travel magazines, various kinds of hotels, hotel brochures which give us the required information. So all this will be done, researches will be done. And then writing down the options. Once the research is done, once the budget is decided on and the vacation idea is confirmed, it is here when we write down. Ideally, there might be two or three options to the same. For example, if I am trying to go to Kerala, let's say that's my dream vacation trip. And I'm taking domestic as an example so that we understand what we are talking about. So Kerala has different kinds of places where I might go. So I might have an option of staying there for 12 nights and 13 days, or I might have a shorter trip for 8 days and 9 days. So again, depending upon my reservations of rails or airlines or the kind of time that I have and every other group member has, I might have different options. Then again, I might opt for different places in the state of Kerala itself. So I have to write those and I have to formulate a tentative itinerary or a tour. So what exactly the tour would be, whether I am going to come at Kochi or whether I am going to come at some other city, whether I am going to go to Periyar or whether I am going to go to a particular other city, Kumarakam, Alappi, etc. So all this itineraries and these options needs to be written down. Then again a discussion has to be formulated whether it fits everyone concerned in the group or not. And finally, when all this happens, we are ready to book the tour. So, as of my experiences are concerned, we love to do this planning for the vacation more rather than taking the vacation itself. So, planning is a part and parcel of taking the vacation. So, let's see. This is where the brainstorming of different vacation ideas takes place. Research on travel. So the weather, the history of the place, the scenery, what the place has to offer to each and everyone, the cost that happens with it, the recreation activities that come up with it. Again, the research is very important, especially because things like, suppose if a person from Europe is traveling all the way to India to see Taj Mahal at Agra and he does not research properly and comes to Agra visiting Taj Mahal on a Friday. Well, the Taj Mahal is closed on Friday, closed for the visitors, so his trip is a waste. So there are small details and there are bigger details that need to be researched while planning the itinerary. Then comes the part wherein I'm booking the vacation. Now, booking the vacation means booking my travel modes, booking my accommodation options, booking any cruise or any other things that are a part and parcel of that trip. Traveling with kids. Now, this is a marketing strategy year wherein one top 10 must-have gadgets when we are traveling with the kids. Now, ideally, there are different kinds of hotels which are coming up with various services to cater to the needs of family vacationers, wherein the kids are there are services wherein kids it is taken care of that kids are involved in certain activities in the hotel when their parents are out for an orchestra or some other things where kids might not be comfortable or they might not enjoy. So various options are there. Now let's check what are the planning and scheduling, what goes between planning and scheduling an international tour. Now, some of the important points that we need to consider while planning it is the convenience of everyone concerned. Now, we are talking about a group. People are of different moods. People are of different schedules. People are coming from, someone who is working, someone who is not working. There are kids who have schools, colleges, other commitments with them. So, the plan which is there should be convenient and suitable for all. We are also talking about the age group. So, if I am talking about a trip which involves a lot of hiking, it might not be comfortable for people who are on a senior citizen age group. So here it should be convenient for everyone. The kind of transport options that are being chosen, the kind of hotel that I am choosing should be convenient for everyone concerned in the group. Agreement on suitable dates and duration of trip. Some might be comfortable with a long stay away from the house, some might not be comfortable because they have other commitments at home. So all this needs to be taken care of. Again, the dates should be chosen in a way that it does not come or clash with anything else of the group members. Every participant should be free from his usual occupation. It should be a complete vacation. It shouldn't be work on the vacation. So people who carry their laptops and their gadgets with them to help have their work on the vacation are spoilers. So basically every participant should be free when taking such a grand vacation. Consensus on destinations to be covered. Now when we are talking about international trip, let's say I am talking about a trip, grand trip to USA, before departing, when we are planning, each and everyone should be there present when we are trying to concentrate on what kind of destinations or what kind of cities we are going to go for during the itinerary. So everyone concerned should be agreeing to the kind which destinations are to be covered and which are not to be covered. agreement on route to follow, types of transport and accommodations at various places. Now here we are talking about the classes. Suppose if someone is okay with a bus travel, someone is not okay with a bus travel because of health reasons, care should be taken that such a travel mode should not be included. Instead, we can opt for a train journey. Next, we have the types of transport accommodations at various places. So, ideally, when we opt for an international trip, it will be a combination of various travel modes. So, I am taking an air, I might take a coach, I might take a train, I might take a cruise, depending upon what kind of tour am I planning. So that's agreement, everyone should be agreeing for it, because ideally if such a thing happens that someone is not agreeing for a mode of a transport, the group may split, but then again it is not conducive for the group itself, because we are traveling as a group tour to an international trip here. So formal acceptance of tour itinerary by all participants, this is very important, because everyone should be accepting that particular tour and it should be a formal acceptance. This will help minimize the chances of cancellations and minimize the kind of losses that might incur if at all there are any refunds and cancellation rules over there, wherein they cut the deposit or they do not give the deposit back. So ideally the tour itinerary should be formally accepted by all the participants. Limitations on the tour budgets. The budget should not be crossed, because sometimes what happens, there are certain things wherein we go to an international trip and there are certain expenses which were not considered while planning the tour. And in this regard, the tour budget goes higher. That is, there are certain expenses which are incurred on the spot. So care has to be taken that the budget is, the full research is done and every kind of expense is taken care of while maintaining this budget for the tour. So these are certain important points when we are planning and scheduling an international trip. Now the word itinerary, it comes every now and then. What does it exactly mean? Now when we talk about itinerary, if you ever book a trip from a travel agent, he will give you an email, or he will give you a itinerary which will have the details of how your trip is going. So it will be a day-to-day schedule of what exactly is happening. So suppose it will be looking like day one, arrival at airport XYZ, transfer to hotel XYZ, then there will be a breakfast, then post lunch sightseeing tour, you will be seeing so and so, so and so, then overnight stay at that particular city, day two. So likewise, it will be a detailed schedule of each and everything that you're doing. So, and the itinerary will be defined, the origin, destinations, termination of the travel program, and may include all incidental details such as modes of travel, departure or arrival times, connection details, coverage of local sightseeing. So again, the itinerary which will be more detailed will also give you when we are arriving, what are the kilometers or miles which are covered, and how many hours which is it will be taking. So that's depending upon different kinds of travel agents which provide you the itinerary. But ideally, This is what will be covered in an itinerary or a detailed program, tour program for you. Now let's check what are the important determinants while creating an itinerary or travel itinerary. Now, suitable dates for travel. Which are the dates which are suitable when I'm going to travel to that particular place? So here what happens is, when I am going to a particular place, I might opt for those dates which have something extra. So suppose if I am traveling to Bhutan and I want to travel there at that specific time when there are festivals of Bhutan, so I might opt for that date. So I might take care that I am including that date when that particular festival is there, and that program is there at that city, I am present at that city. So such itinerary will be there. Suitable dates will be which will be suitable for all the participants in the group. Number and composition of travelers. Here again, we have there are certain rules wherein I might get a discount if there are 15 people traveling as a group. So it might be known as a group tour discount which is given. Then again, there are discounts with respect to senior citizens who are traveling, child fares, then child discounts, which are given not only in the airline tickets but also in accommodation, that is the stay options. So all this will be here. So composition of travelers, who all are traveling, there are families which are traveling with kids, without kids. What this will be determining the travel itinerary and the kind of transport modes or kind of hotels that we are going to take. Next is the modes of traveling. Like we said earlier, it should be chosen depending upon the place where I am taking. Suppose if I want to go to city center, the fastest and convenient way to reach the city center is train. I should opt for train. So while maintaining a travel itinerary, care should be taken about the distance to be traveled, the convenience of it, the frequency of it, and plus whether it is suitable for all the participants included in the tour. Then we have the types of accommodation. Yet here also it should make sure that it is suiting the budget, it is suiting the convenience of everyone who is involved, the kind of services that are given, the kind of room categories which are given by that particular hotel. And further ahead, if there are any discounts which are taking place, the check-in and check-out timings also make a huge difference when we are talking about the accommodation. Extra services required. There may be certain participants in the group or the entire group in general who might require certain extra services. So all this will determine the travel itinerary which is concerned. So ideally, when this determinants are there, the factors which are concerned are the budget, the suitability to the participants, further ahead how the place where we are going is with respect to the dates. So suppose if the weather over there in the month of September is not conducive for travel, although the participants might have September free, I might not opt to go to that particular place in the month of September. So there are gradients here, there are factors here which will be deciding and influencing how the planning of the travel itinerary is taking place. Now, when we come to the actual planning, the planning of the actual itinerary, what are the things or the determinants that come into picture? The route to be taken. Now, we need to know that what will be the best route to take place. There shouldn't be any back going or zigzag. So here what is happening is route to be taken is from a place where we are going. Okay, suppose if I have four cities or four different destinations in a city, it should be convenient. So if I'm going from A to B to C to D, the convenient route should be taking place. There shouldn't be retracing of the city. So if I if I'm going from say if I want to take a domestic example here for better understanding, if I want to go from Mumbai to Pune, Delhi, Agra, these are the places which I want to cover, I might go for from Mumbai to Pune first, then to Delhi and then to Agra. So this routing will have many factors here: the distance between each cities or destinations, again the transport modes, whether there is any availability of the such transport modes. So for example, if there are more direct flights from Mumbai to Delhi, I might come back from Pune to Mumbai and go to Delhi. But if I have a flight from Pune to Delhi, I might go from Mumbai to Pune, take a flight to Delhi. And similarly, if there are no connections, flight connections, convenient flight connections from Pune to Agra, but Pune to Delhi is a good connection, then I might opt for such kind of routing. Alright, so the route which is going to be taken taking place, all these factors will go in it. Pace of the journey. Pace is the speed of the journey. All right. Ideally, when one is traveling an international trip, we have certain things like jet lag which comes. So care has to be taken that when you enter the country on the first day, not much of sightseeing is done or not much of hectic schedule is kept. The pace should be comfortable for the travelers. It should be with respect to what kind of people are traveling. If there are senior citizens, the pace might be slower. So you might cover less number of destinations in a more number of days. So that is how pace of the journey is selected. Then again, if there is a lot of road travel, care should be taken that the participants have enough time for rest. Next is the energy and enthusiasm of the participants. Depending upon the group that we have, the itinerary will be like that. So, suppose if there is an energetic young group that we are traveling in, there will be different kinds of activities. If the group is energetic and enthusiastic for that activity, this activity would be included in the travel itinerary. Next is that if at all the participants have more of a senior group, the different kinds of activities will be provided. So, it all matters as to what kind of participants are there. Interest of tourist. Suppose if we are talking about a tourist group wherein family and friends are there and they are comfortable in just seeing the sites, all right, and they are not much enthusiastic about say adventure activities or snorkeling or scuba diving or anything else. So, the entire itinerary will revolve around sightseeing rather than the activities. Similarly, if the interest of the tourist is something new, something to do rather than see, then the actual planning or the actual itinerary would be in that ways. Shopping. Now, when people go abroad, definitely there is shopping destinations. There are certain people who actually go to a destination because of the shopping, because of the kind of things that they can buy from there. So, when planning the actual itinerary, when we are talking about an international itinerary, any itinerary that you might see on the website or is sold, there is one day or at least half a day given for the guest, for the tourist who are rest of the day at leisure. So, you can go to the nearest shopping mall or you can go to the souvenir shop or the local markets to get the feel of the country of the visit. So, here are the places where you might see a different kind of fruit which you have never seen at your home country, which is local, locally cultivated at that particular place. So, that adds up to your traveling experience. So, here shopping would be a part of planning the actual itinerary. Then there is the packing list. While planning a travel itinerary, everyone should have a packing list. It helps to make sure that we are not forgetting something. Especially if we are talking about traveling into a big group tour, we need to have a packing list. Let's see. Now, the preparing for an international trip, when we have the international trip, we have been planned, it's been scheduled, it's done. So, the preparation for it is a big thing. Here is the preparation. The first and foremost is the visa. Visa is the visitor's intention to stay abroad. Almost all of the countries will require visas, but the visa rules will be differing from country to country. There are certain countries which will give you visas on arrival. So, here these countries are the ones which want the tourists to come to them. Alright, so countries like Hong Kong, countries like Singapore or Thailand might have a visa on arrival for certain countries. Okay, so suppose if I am an Indian citizen and according to the visa rules of Hong Kong, I am allowed for a visa on arrival. So, I do not need a visa before leaving my country. I will be arriving at Hong Kong airport. There will be a visa on arrival. He might be checking my passport or any other documents which are important while traveling, and the visa might be granted at the airport itself. So, that's a visa on arrival. Certain other countries require you to have the visa before landing at their airport. So, you have to apply for a visa before you start your travel. So, here the visa rules depending upon country to country will matter. And that's a visa stamp which is either on your passport or has a different kind of document. So, here visas should be a part. And planning as to suppose if you are leaving in July, then how many working days are required for the visa application process. Like this, you have to plan your international itinerary. So, if it takes say 15 days for a visa application to process, I might keep a 15 days buffer timing and apply for a visa 1 month prior to my actual date of travel. Passports. Check the expiry date 2 months before your trip. Now, almost all of the countries of the world have the rule that you can enter their country provided that your passport is not expiring in 2 months' time. Okay, that's a common rule which is there, although it might differ for certain countries. So when I am traveling from my home country, my passport should be valid at least for more next 2 months, and while coming back, the passport would be valid. So here, passport should have the other details and should be valid, and expiry date should be taken care of. Now, vaccinations, that comes into health requirements for a country. So there are certain countries which require vaccinations. Again, this health requirements will differ from country to country. So if I am traveling from India going to XYZ country, and the rules of those countries are, if you are coming from ABC country, you need to have so and so vaccinations. This vaccinations would be a part of the visa rules. They might be mandatory or they might be recommended. So suppose if I am visiting a tropical country to save myself from any kind of diseases which I might go and get, I might have a vaccination before going there. That might be the reason why the vaccinations are created. You have to carry your health certificates if it's a mandatory on vaccinations, like yellow fever diseases, they will be giving you a health certificate as a proof that you have had the vaccination for yellow fever, and then you might go ahead with it. So that's with respect to vaccinations. Hotel reservations, take along confirmation numbers. Now, when we reserve a hotel, when it is fully paid or deposits paid, the hotels give us a CF number, that's confirmation number. That number is a proof that your reservation is confirmed. So when you are checking in, when you actually arrive at that hotel, you can give this CF number, and your reservation will be seen in on their computer system. So all the details will be there with respect to that CF number. So hotel reservations, you have to take the CF numbers or any other vouchers which the hotel has provided. Travel reservations, airplane tickets, list of frequent flyer numbers, this is very essential. You have to definitely carry your travel documents along with you. Travel insurance to cover the duration of your trip. Some of the countries, most of the countries require you to have insurance. This can be a medical insurance or baggage claim insurance or any. Some of the countries have it a mandatory thing. That is, when you are applying for a visa, they write requirements for a visa, you should have a medical insurance. All right, there are certain countries which are strict for that. And ideally, the travel insurance is a good thing when you are going for an international trip. It will take care of any expenses which might incur in case of accidents or other kind of medical emergencies which might happen during your travel time. So that is travel insurance. So all this has to be taken care of. It is a preparation before you reach you go for a trip. Next is the driver's license, registration, insurance cards, leave unnecessary cards at home. Now, you might be opting for driver rental cars, wherein you might require your driving license. You might require an international driving license. So you might carry that. There are insurance cards. Obviously, you have to carry your insurance papers with you, insurance cards with you, which are issued on your name, if at all you have bought the insurance policies. Money or foreign currency, cash, traveler's checks, credit cards. Carry some emergency cash in neck, wallet or a thin sock. Now, this is very essential. You have to carry a foreign currency. Before carrying that, you have to make sure that that particular currency is acceptable in that country and on which scale. So suppose if I am carrying a USD, USD is with me, it's a stronger currency and it might be acceptable, it is acceptable across the world. If I'm carrying some other kind of foreign currency for exchange, it might be difficult. So I have to take care that I'm carrying the foreign currency either in the form of cash, traveler's checks or credit cards. Here we are talking about international credit cards and traveler's checks. Traveler checks can be issued by the bank at the home country on your name. So suppose if we are talking about I want to carry 5,000 worth of traveler's checks. So here what I have to do is I have to deposit 5,000 to the bank. The bank in return will issue me traveler's checks. The traveler's checks will have my own name. because it is issued on my name, and it will already have the printed amounts for it. So and it will have my signature. So if when I'm on my trip and I want to buy something worth 500, all right, what I have to do is I have to simply take this traveler's check, which is worth of 500, suppose, sign it in front of the shopkeeper wherever I am buying. It will be valid only with my own passport, so that the signatures are matching, and I can give this traveler check and take the particular shopping item with me back to the home country. So that's how the traveler's checks work. Now suppose the kind of 5000 rupees worth traveler's checks which I have went to my international trip, but I have not spent it. I come back to my home country and I give back the traveler's checks to the bank. The bank gives me the remaining amount, the balance remaining amount, as a refund against that traveler's checks. So obviously, being through the bank, it is charging us certain charges for that. However, it is more convenient option, because even if it gets lost during your travel, no one can take benefit through it. Whereas cash, if stolen, it's gone. So traveler's checks and international credit cards, which are there, your care has to be taken that where you're going, that credit card company is acceptable. Emergency cash in the neck wallet, you can keep it over there for any kind of emergencies if you are lost with the baggage. So that's where you can keep certain cash. Car keys, house key, leave unnecessary keys at home. So you might require your house key because you're going to come back to your house. So please carry that. A printed list of emergency phone numbers and address book. Here is the thing. Ideally, what happens is we do not have it written because we are carrying our gadgets with us. So there are mobile phones. But sometimes it might happen that we might not find the kind of socket, the batteries might not be there, or phone might get lost. In that case, I need to have a manually written address book with important numbers with me, so I can at least use those numbers, even though my phone might be not with me. So it should be printed list, and I can carry it physically with me. The next is turn down the thermostat at home if you stay in a cold country. While going out of the house, you need to check all this is proper. Turn off computers, modems, other electrical gadgets. Just before stepping out of your door, make sure that all faucets are turned off. All this care needs to be taken when you are leaving for a long vacation. Check the refrigerator and discard foods that will spoil if you're gone for several days. Now, obviously, if I'm going for an international trip of say 20 days or 21 days, it doesn't make any sense for the refrigerator to be on and with it all the food items. So I might as well give it away or discard it. Arrange for someone to water your plants, take care of your pets. Don't forget to leave the keys and the itineraries. Now, this is very important. Your relatives at home, or your friends at home, or your neighbors should know where you are, if at all they need to contact you. So please make sure that you are leaving a copy of itinerary with someone at home. And of course, home keys. In case of any kind of emergencies, one can use those keys. Do not pack your travel documents or money in the suitcase. That may get lost. Now, ideally, we have a big suitcase and we stash all the money in it. What if it gets lost at the airport or it is delayed? So you will be without money. So travel documents, money, insurance papers, all the important things, at least some of it, some of the money should be with you in a smaller bag. Take important documents, money in a wallet purse that you can access at all times. Make sure that your luggage has a tag with your name, number, and address and telephone number. Tie a colorful ribbon. This happens because there are many bags which are similar looking. So obviously you need to have certain kind of tags or ribbons or identification to make sure that you are, taking your own bag out of the baggage belt. Any other travelers will not take it by mistake at the busy terminal. Now, here is a list which is including personal items that needs to be packed. This is with respect to the clothes that you're wearing. Rain protection, this depends where you're going. So please do take an umbrella, raincoats. Toiletries are needed. dental floss, toothbrush, that's all your personal item list which is there. Contact lenses, cameras, batteries, recharge, voltage, all this needs to be carried with you because you are going to use that on your trip. Further ahead, care has to be taken that it is in your cargo baggage, that is the checked-in baggage, because this won't be allowed in the cabin baggage. Swimming suit, beach towel, sunblock creams, you need to know the weather of the place where you are going, the kind of destination where you are going. So, this whether they are there or not. If you have planned a camping trip in your itinerary, then sleeping bags and backpack are essential. Now, the first aid is something which needs to be taken care of when we are taking a travel through a particular destination. We have to be prepared for the worst and hope that the worst does not happen. So here is the first aid. There are certain pointers that might help, certain tips. Aspirin, analgesic, decongestant for cold or sinus medications if there are certain problems with certain people when traveling, especially to cold countries. There are many people who get immediate cold with respect to climate changes. So if a climate is immediately changed, the person might have a cold. Antiseptic spray, suppose if there are any cuts, this antiseptic spray might help the travelers. Your mosquito repellent and anti-itch cream. Now if one is going to a country where such things are there and care has to be taken and you already know it is there, make sure that the guest or the traveler is carrying. You need to carry the mosquito repellent. Now this comes in the form of spray or it comes in the form of a cream as well. Anti-diarrheal, the famous traveler's diarrhea, it always poses a problem for long trips, especially to destinations or countries which have a different kind of cuisines or say not good food availability or water availability or any other kinds of problems, and you might need anti-diarrheal things here. Now then the next one is the special medications wherein if at all the participants of the tour are suffering from certain diseases or certain medical conditions, care has to be taken that their medications are carried with them. Now many of the countries have stricter rules with respect to such medications, so you need to carry prescriptions with you along with your medicines. There is another tip which can come here if you're going to visit a country wherein the doctors might prescribe you one drug which might not be available in that country. So ask the doctors to prescribe a similar kind of a drug which might be available, which might have the chances of the availability more. So here all this will be a part and parcel of your first aid, and this needs to be carried especially for a longer trip ahead. Food to be carried on trip, food supplements and vitamins, this are on individual needs. So if you are carrying, if you are going for a trip, you can carry such kind of food which will be helpful for you during the trip. So this is the first aid. Most of this medicines which are there, suppose if you are carrying any and if you already know that the acceptability of this medicines is not so wide, then don't carry those along with you. Now, when we are taking a car trip, there are certain things that are additional. So here are the things to check when a car trip is to be taken. Check the tire, air pressure, including the spare, whether you have the spare or not, and the equipment to change the tire. Then tools for changing the tire. Check oil and gas level. You need to check that before you are traveling. Ideally, the cars today, if you are going to rent them, comes with intellectual systems wherein they might tell you, there are systems which might tell how much gas or how much fuel I might require to go from point A to point B. So here, what happens is if I'm going from point A to point B and I know that I might require so much of a gas or a fuel, and I need to search where is the nearest refueling station. So I might take a route or a diversion and make sure that I am not without the fuel by the time I reach the point B. So check oil, gas, fuel levels, check the weather forecast, avoid side roads when there is a snow or bad weather. Ideally, this might happen to countries which have are infamous for irregular seasons or weather forecasts. So when you're departing for a road trip, make sure that you have heard the weather forecast, and if make sure that you have a review or find out locally how the road is. Is it in a good condition? So avoid side roads. Flashlight, you need that. Maps, you definitely need that. Today we have all the gadgets which have such particular maps, so you might not get lost. Then global positioning system, GPS. Trash bags, moist towels, napkins, this will help you while on a road trip. So if you have a longer journey, you require trash bags for the trash, insulated bags for cold drinks and fruits. Take water for drinking, for radiator and windshield washer. Now, why the windshield washer? We might require this when you are taking a long road trip and you might want to clean. All right, emergency food stock, anything can go wrong when you're taking a longer longer road trip. So what might happen is you might be stuck or you might take a longer route. It might happen so that you reach at a food court or the restaurant which was planned for the food stop, that is the stop where you're going to have your lunch or dinner, it might be closed or the timings might be closed for the thing. So you need to have emergency food stock with you, especially when you are traveling with the family. Now this is a screenshot of the final itinerary. Once all of these things are taken care of, make sure that you have written down the final itinerary. So these are the dates which will be there. Then there are what all things are included, what are the destinations, arrival, departure times, every other detail which is there. So how many people are coming, how many people are included. So all this will be the part of the final itinerary, travel itinerary.